This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today. Man, I don't know what to think about what Nick said. We know the situation here. I just don't see this team benching Deshaun Watson if he doesn't play better. I don't see it. Even if you're 1-6, 1-7, if you're 2-6, I don't see it. Do you see it?
I see a path to doing it. Yeah. Look, with all of the disclaimers that need to be put on top of this, which is, yes, the offensive line has been playing bad. Yes, the wide receivers are dropping passes that they should be catching. And yes, the running backs are having a hard time finding holes to run through. And when they have a hole to run through, they're having a hard time finding it. Yeah, like, let's get all the disclaimers out there on top of it. The quarterback is also playing poorly. I think we can all agree on that statement. I don't think we're going to get yelled at. So, you have to at some point, because if you don't, you completely lose the locker room. No matter how much money that guy has made, we've talked to enough former players enough times to know that no matter how you spin this, Jeff, the minute you get into that locker room, those guys really don't care how much dough you're making. Those guys care about, what are you doing to A, make me look good, and B, help me win games. And if the guy who's there isn't helping you look good, and help or helping me win games, then why are you here? And if the coach is going to stand behind it, even though leadership probably has had discussions with him about it, because you talk to enough NFL players and you know that there's conversations that are taking place in there. If those conversations are happening, which we don't know, and the coach is ignoring them or not following through with them or feeding you lip service, you're going to lose that locker room. And losing a locker room isn't a one-year thing.
No. We all understand the dynamic here of, okay, your quarterback's not playing well. Your offense isn't playing well. Can you blame the quarterback completely? No, because the offensive line hasn't played well. For whatever reason, the offensive line hasn't played well. Your wide receivers have been dropping the football. And your running backs, I mean, no aspect of the offense has looked good. None. Nothing in the offense has looked good.
If you're putting together the pie chart of blame, right, and you're cutting that thing up to what you want it to be, if it's a pie that you like, the piece that says Deshaun Watson on it is the piece that you're taking. That's how I would describe where the offense is. If you're cutting that pie of blame up, that piece that is the largest probably says Deshaun Watson on it. So you have to make a change at some point there. It's why I can't completely rule it out, because if we're going to live in this world where it's like, okay, well, they paid him a whole bunch of money and someone is making the decisions, well, now all of a sudden, the guy who you have to have respect for, if he's going, well, that option's out of my hands, well, now you have no respect for that guy. Because now the guy that you're trusting to run the operation is not the one running the operation. It just turns into a mutiny. And a mutiny isn't a one-year problem, especially if you think you could contend and your contention window is open. Well, now all of a sudden a mutiny means we're done. Goodbye. Take it easy. Tear this thing down to the studs because you can't keep anyone here. Or you fire the head coach, bring in the next head coach, and just start the whole transition all over again.
It's interesting. It's obviously a dilemma here. Mark is in Euclid. Hello, Mark.
How you been, Mark?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So real quick, my take on the Deshaun Watson thing, and I am not a Browns fan by any stretch of the imagination. So this is what I'm doing with Watson. I gave you $230 million. You're either going to get me a top five draft pick or somebody bring me his head. I'm not giving you $230 to sit on the bench. So that's my take with the Deshaun Watson. Things can't get any worse. It looks like you already – well, maybe they can. I don't know. But
I was going to say, don't tempt fate.
That's my take. I'm not giving you $230 to sit on the bench. Either go get me a top five draft pick next year in the draft, or I'm not sitting you on the bench to collect a check.
I don't know.
I mean, that's boy. If you're going to keep throwing him out there again, and you go to the rest of that locker room and say, "Okay, we're going to keep sending this guy out here because we want." Let's say Shedeur Sanders, just because that's the most fun one. Because you want
gracious.
Shedeur Sanders? I mean, you really gonna sell that? You're gonna sell hope to 30-year-old Myles Garrett? You're gonna sell hope to Denzel Ward with his injury history of, hey, we're gonna bring in Shedeur. And again, I'm just picking Shedeur Sanders out of the sky. You could say Carson Beck if you want. You could say somebody else. I don't care.
You could say Sam Darnold, who's a free agent at the end of the year.
Are you really going to do?
Maybe. Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to move on from Deshaun Watson, you need another quarterback. Is it Jameis Winston? Is it somebody you draft? Is it somebody you sign? Do you go the Atlanta Falcons route and go get a guy like Kirk Cousins, which might be Sam Darnold? You know.
But if Deshaun Watson exists on that roster, you can't afford any of those guys. That's the problem. This is the chicken and the egg situation that the Browns have themselves in. Is that you need Deshaun Watson because you have yanked the lever on that contract so many times that if you stop yanking the lever, you can't put together a roster. But you don't want to play Deshaun Watson because of how poorly he is paying. But you've invested so much and you've yanked that lever so many times that you have to yank it next season to make a team that is functional in the NFL a carumba.
Gary is in Elyria. Hi, Gary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
How are you, Gary?
Gary Garv.
Or Garv. Hi, Garv.
Garv, how are you?
Fellas, man, this is just getting ridiculous, man. I mean, this guy, you know, he's completing 60% of his passes, which is good, just like Josh Allen, but he's still a decent quarterback. This guy, Watson, got the most drop passes out the league, out of part of anybody. This guy got the most offensive penalties off his offensive line for false starts, more than anybody. The running game ranks 26. Everything you name, and again, it's the truth, but you can't just take that out of the equation and say this guy's bad when everything around him is bad.
No, if we're doing the blame pie, you know that the piece that's there is Deshaun Watson. I mean, like, the largest piece is the quarterback. I mean, A, because that's how football operates and that guy touches the ball every single time. But B, because it, and you can objectively see this, he's playing poorly. He's bailing out of pockets that he doesn't have pressure in. He's doing stuff that you're like, oh, man, like, come on, dude. And I want him to be awesome, because if he's not awesome, you're up a particularly smelly creek without a paddle.
My thing is, what 19 drop pass is going to do to a quarterback rating? What is it going to do to games? What is the false starts going to do? You cannot – my whole thing is, no, he has blame to play. He's only completing 60% of his passes. But when you get 19 drop passes and you keep on bagging the team up, I don't understand what the guy, what more can he do besides not hold the ball longer? And the offensive line is just so terrible. What we rank, 31 in the league by Pro Football Focus? Come on, man.
Oh,
I just want to say,
it's terrible.
I just want to say that I think he is the issue, but we're trying to, like, just like this guy is the problem. We put Winston in, everything is going to change. But if the receivers catch the ball and the line blocks and don't get off sides, he's not going to do any good. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
I understand what you're saying. Like, what you are saying makes sense. Football is the ultimate team game. It takes 11 guys all yanking in the same direction. And if somebody is going to yank in a different direction, you have a problem. Or if a few guys aren't going to yank or yank as much as they should, you have a problem. What is happening right now is 11 guys don't seem like they're pulling in the same direction. And correct me if I'm wrong there, Jeff, or at least some of those guys, I don't know if it's scheme. I don't know if it's the fact that you have offensive linemen that are built to play one way and they're playing a completely different way. I don't know if it's wide receivers picking the wrong side of the choice routes. I don't know if it's a quarterback who is playing just flat out poorly. I mean, 4.8 yards per attempt, which means, yeah, okay, that completion percentage is sitting at 60%, but like 4.8 yards per attempt.
You know, the thing of it is, we've all seen this offense. We've watched it. We know what good offense can be. And we haven't seen it. And Garv is defending Deshaun. Yep, the guys have dropped passes. Deshaun's made some great passes that have been dropped.
Correct.
He's also made some really lousy passes. And I'm not astute enough when it comes to breaking down an offense to tell you that it's completely on the offensive line, or that it's completely on the quarterback, or that the wide receivers aren't good enough. What I do know is that all three of those things have been a problem. You know, and Deshaun doesn't get a pass because the offensive line has been injured and the wide receivers have had some drops. And the wide receivers don't get a pass because Deshaun hasn't been outstanding. And the offensive line doesn't get a pass because Deshaun hangs on to the ball for an extended period of time.
Right.
I mean, it all isn't working.
Right.
So that's why I have a hard time pointing the finger at just Deshaun Watson. But sometimes changing the quarterback changes a lot of things. And if there's one thing you can change, is it one quarterback, or is it five offensive linemen, or is it four wide receivers? I mean, there's an easy switch there. It's just a matter of, can you make it, and do you think you should make it? And I don't think they should make it, at least not yet. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's coming up next. If you have phone calls, stick with us. We'll get to those. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.